Set of gender icons. Vector illustration. The will of Allah, SWT, has given us free will, an option to choose between good and bad. Sexuality is very much under human control. Many people need special care, including those with sexual abnormalcy, but do not resort to evil practices. No religion prohibits sexual satisfaction within certain boundaries and with approved partners. Between married male and female, what is forbidden is the crossing of limits, like in any other sphere of life. Sexual satisfaction is permissible in all divine religions between husband and wife to preserve the institution of marriage and the lineage of the offspring. It is just propaganda that homosexuality is a genetic disposition and not a perversion. If it is acceptable, so should pedophilia be accepted in the same vein. Homosexuality is the most abhorred sin, more than adultery/fornication. Homosexuals are described in Quran as intoxicated and blindly rejoicing, with thoughts of satisfying their lust with men, wandering/prowling people, Q. 147, 67 and 72. Yusuf Ali explains, "For ye practice your lusts on men in preference to women, ye are indeed a people transgressing beyond bounds." Q. 781. Consenting adults' notion is a frivolous argument presented by deviant minds to cover up heinous behavior. Consent in the civilized world and in religious parlance is acceptable only for the right and universally acceptable things. Any consent for crime, abhorrent fantasies, and deviant behavior such as homosexuality, adultery, and fornication, in spite of pervasive behavior and its tacit acceptability, cannot be morally and legally acceptable. These are several frivolous arguments to legitimize fancied urges. Every urge and desire do not have to be satisfied, otherwise, there will be chaos. Homosexuality has always been considered a perversion, sinful, and heinous activity. Practically, it is nothing but digging into shit. Who in the right and rational frame of mind, except mentally sick perverts, would approve of such a nasty fantasy? No Gay Gene, massive study homes in on the genetic basis of human sexuality, nearly 500,000 genomes reveal 5 DNA markers associated with sexual behavior, but none with the power to predict the sexuality, homosexual behavior, of an individual. Greater than sex in Islam a taboo or a clerical fallacy? According to Quran, this menace started at the time of Prophet Lot. Before Lot's times, this perverted behavior never existed. Homosexuality is abhorred in Islam because it defies the ultimate purpose of sex, which, besides achieving physical and psychological equanimity, is procreation and the setting up of a family unit where a couple's offspring would become nourished, nurtured, and groomed to be productive and civilized human beings. Abhorrence was expressed in the most vivid possible terms when the entire nation of Prophet Lot was destroyed by turning the landmass upside down and raining down on them, stones. Like in biblical narrative, Quran also states that Lot's messages got ignored by the inhabitants of the cities, and Sodom and Gomorrah consequently were destroyed. It is this event mentioned in Quran form which the punishment for homosexuality, throwing down from a height, was derived by the religious authorities for killing homosexuals. Defenders and promoters of perverted behavior have fabricated several arguments, such as, it is natural and genetic. It is an expression of personal freedom. It is a matter of choice between two consenting adults. Everything happens as per God's will. It is not a crime, etc. There is no such thing as a gay Muslim. A Muslim submits himself to the will of Allah. Homosexuals submit themselves to the God of their desires, turning their backs on the true God. Human instincts are subservient to the acts of will. Sexuality is a choice of identity expressed through action dictated by the wrong or right choice of sexual fantasies. Human beings are well equipped to control and manage their feelings, emotions, and thoughts, entertaining some and dismissing others. The argument given by the protagonists of homosexuals is that it is a genetically inherited predisposition, wherewith he becomes a victim, not a sinner. However, to quash this argument, it can be counter-argued that many things may be genetically predisposed, such as gambling, alcoholism, and infidelity, yet all these things are not approved right but wrong and sinful. Many a hadith discuss liwat, sexual intercourse between males. Two examples are: when a man mounts another man, the throne of God shakes. Kill the one that is doing it and also kill the one who is letting it done to him. It refers to the active and passive partners in gay sexual intercourse. Traditionalist Orthodox Muslims generally claim that the hadith literature contains the authentic sayings of Muhammad. Liberal Muslims doubt their authenticity. They point out that during the times of the first caliphs, Muslims did not know what to do with individuals guilty of liwat/lutia. No sahabi, companion, of Muhammad could quote a saying or decision of Muhammad relating to this issue. There is no specifically prescribed punishment in Quran and the books of fiqh, Islamic laws, relating to homosexuals. Hudud punishments do not include punishment for homosexuals and are left penal law to be decided by the qazi of the time and place. Some scholars, nevertheless, demand that homosexuals be punished on the hudud principle for adultery, zina, on the production of evidence by four witnesses. All Islamic schools of thought and jurisprudence consider gay acts to be unlawful. They differ in terms of penalty. There is a consensus among the four leading Sunni schools of thought and most Islamic scholars that homosexual activity is a major sin, fahisha, and may be punishable by death. The Shafi, Maliki, and Hanbali schools generally prescribe the death penalty for penetrative same-sex intercourse, with general disagreements surrounding the mode of execution. Likewise, the Ja'fari school, Shia'a, also prescribes the death penalty. Only the Hanafi school of thought considers homosexual behavior a slightly less serious offense and that it should entail only physical chastisement, at the discretion of the court. However, even for them, the penalty of death may be awarded to a persistent offender. The Hanafi school, currently seen mainly in South and Eastern Asia, teaches that no physical punishment is warranted. The Hanbali school of thought, widely followed in the Arab world, teaches that severe punishment is warranted. The Shafi'i school of thought, also seen in the Arab world, requires a minimum of four adult male witnesses before a person can be found guilty of a homosexual act. Al-Fatiha estimates that 4,000 homosexuals got executed in Iran since their revolution in 1979. 10 public executions of homosexuals have been performed in Afghanistan by the Taliban army. Only minor doctrines, like Zaireism, Sunni, and Rafida, Shia'a, suggest that homosexuals not be punished like they are. A Shia'a scholar's evolving thought on homosexuality. Mohsen Khatavar is an Iranian cleric, jurist, theologian, and research professor of Islamic studies at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. Khatavar studied at the Seminary of Qom for 18 years, 1980-1998, and after several mentorships under renowned traditional Shia'a scholars, such as Ayatollah Montazeri, 1922-2009, he received his Ishhad certificate, a license for interpreting Islam and issuing fatwa. Khatavar first believed that male homosexuality is prohibited, haram, based on an Islamic doctrinal ruling, al-Hukm al-Taklifi, and that those who, Theology and Sexuality 201, practice male homosexuality deserve harsh punishments, including the death penalty, based on an Islamic doctrinal ruling, al-Hukm al-Wad'i. Khatavar also did not acknowledge the human and civil rights of male homosexual Muslims during this time, 2006-2012. By 2013, Khatavar held a more tolerant approach, and he believed that even though male homosexuality is prohibited, Islamic criminal law does not prescribe worldly punishment for practicing homosexuality. Nevertheless, he did not accept that homosexual Muslims have human and civil rights. After 2013, Khatavar began to concede that homosexual Muslims have general civil rights to study and work, though still reluctant to accept them to fulfill their sexual desires and needs as their fundamental human rights. Jewish stance on homosexuality. In the Judaic religion, as per Leviticus 18:23 and 20:13, homosexuality is abhorred like in Islam. Lesbianism is considered promiscuity or lewdness, but not a capital offense like homosexuality. As early as 1977, the Central Conference of American Rabbis passed a resolution that called for legislation which decriminalizes homosexual acts between consenting adults and prohibits discrimination against them as persons. Allah Most High says, "Do you approach the males of humanity, leaving the wives that Allah has created for you? But you are a people who transgress." Q. 26-165-66. 1. The Prophet, Saws, said, 1. Kill the one who sodomizes and the one who lets it done to him. Tirmidhi, Asahi, Authentic, Hadith. 2. May Allah curse him who does what people of Lot did. Ibn Hibban, Sahi, Authentic. Lesbianism, Sihak and Musahaka. There is at least one hadith wherein the lesbian behavior is mentioned, sihak, lesbian sexual activity, of women is zina, illegitimate sexual intercourse, among them. 3. Lesbianism by women is adultery between them. Tabarani, Sahih. As for female homosexuality / lesbianism, musahaka, from the Shia'a perspective, references to its punishment are scarce. It is contended that female homosexuality is treated with relative indulgence. Those who indulge in it incur only the same reprimand as those condemned for autoeroticism, bestiality, or necrophilia. Quote from The Reliance of the Traveler, translated by Nuha M.I.M. Keller, p. 664-665. Greater than is wife a sex slave? Question mark. Only minor doctrines, like Zaireism, Sunni, and Rafida, Shia'a, suggest that homosexuals not be punished like they are. There is, however, a consensus among Muslims and followers of all other religions that sodomy is an enormity. It is even viler and uglier than adultery. Those who practice the evil of homosexuality have submitted themselves to the god of their desires, turning their backs on the true God. These people will use all kinds of rationalization to justify their sinful persuasions. Be not deceived by the smooth tactics of evil practitioners. They will try everything to lead people in the wrong direction. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.